a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us this evening. We've got a lot to get through. We've got another Jazz game. Last night, Scott, we had a Jazz game, didn't we? I'll tell you what. And I think that you put it best when we were prepping for everything today, and that was, you know what? I'm really glad there's another Jazz game tonight, because the taste that Washington Wizards-Utah Jazz game left in my mouth last night, no good. I mean, look. That home game, that home win streak of 23 games was supposed to go down in flames in overtime to, like, you know, the Nuggets, you know, right before the playoffs. Instead, we're embarrassed by that Washington, D.C. basketball team that is no good, and yet they have the Jazz number this year. I don't care, Scott. I'm flushing it totally. There's another game staring at us in the face, the Oklahoma City Thunder coming to Salt Lake City tonight. I like the Jazz chances tonight in this one, though.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Alex. The best part about last night's game is that it's over and there's another one tonight. And that's actually kind of a good thing with basketball, is you kind of have a short memory and look, the Jazz undermanned. It was a bad place to be undermanned, because clearly the Bullets have two really
good
guards.
I love that Scott still calls them the Bullets.
Are they the Wizards?
Yes, they're the Wizards. Oh. But listen, we got it. I got what you were saying.
Whatever.
You know, it's like,
anyway. Let's just move on.
It's like calling Oklahoma City tonight the Seattle Supersonics, just to make me feel bad. So we've got all these things going on tonight, and yes, the Jazz will be undermanned. Let me just give you my favorite stat for tonight's game before we get to our cut topic here. The Thunder have lost six in a row. Okay.
Well, the Jazz are five games short of that right now.
That's true. They have lost six games straight by an average of 28.5 points over those last six games, Scott. Almost losing by 30 every game. The Jazz are favored by 18 tonight. That's why you're not going to see Joe Ingles. That's why you're not going to see Royce O'Neal. That's why you're going to see George Niang getting the start tonight. His second NBA start of all time. So we're going to keep our eyes on that.
It's one of those things where, you know, maybe you lose a battle, but you win the war kind of thing. And this is a tough week, a weird week for the Jazz. Two back-to-backs, you know, one at the beginning of the week and one at the end. And so being able to rest and kind of manage the players, I think, is a smart move and the best thing the Jazz can do, not only just for right now, but as they move forward through the rest of the season.
No Joe Ingles tonight. You've got Donovan Mitchell, who's had four games in a row of 35-plus points. I'd love to see if he can keep that one going. But we're going to start things off, Scott, because our program is nothing if not a show that tries to bring you closer to your families out there. And so our 705 cut has to do with Bruce Arians, Super Bowl champion coach for the Buccaneers. And we're going to start right there. It's our 705 cut.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Keep our eye on the as they're introducing the starting lineups tonight, yes, George Niang getting the start. Scott, I saw something today, and I said, I'm going to play a piece of audio for you. We don't do this very often. Normally, we would have been complaining for the next 6.5 minutes about the Jazz's game last night and wondering about what's going to happen tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who I'm not interested in at all. If you could name all 5 starters for the Oklahoma City Thunder out there in your car as you drive around, good for you. I'm not interested. The Jazz have totally caught our attention, but only on the nights that they win. So this one was the one that really, really got my attention today. I said, I'm going to play this for Scott. And Bruce Arians has now a Super Bowl championship. And I think, Scott, he was one of the oldest, if not the oldest coach to win the Super Bowl.
68 years old. Yeah, he's the oldest coach.
Oldest coach to ever win the Super Bowl. And here's what he had to say about the work-life balance in his coach's room at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
If you miss a football game, a recital, anything to do with your children, I'll fire you. Because I missed a lot of mine. And those years don't come back. There's plenty of time in this office to work. And you come back at midnight if you want to. Don't miss that recital. Don't miss that game. Because it means so much to your children. And it means so much to you. I mean, the games I did get to see my son play, I knew he felt different. And I don't want those guys to ever miss that.
Hey, Scott, it was such an interesting thing.
It was fascinating because that is not the way that world is. I had a great desire to go and be a coach when I retired. I felt like I was good at it, and I could have been good at it. The one thing was, like, they don't have a life. Like, I was like, I don't want to give my life up. And for Bruce Arians to say this goes so counter to the culture that exists in the NFL. And I know, like, now, like, I don't want to miss my kids' stuff, because it does. It only happens this time in their life. And so it was a big reason why I never did that. But it's not something that people in the NFL, this is not the norm. I mean, these guys work crazy hours and it's insane. And I just said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give up my life to be a coach.
What fascinated me about it was, too, this is a guy who's just telling you right off the bat, I blew it at the beginning,
yeah,
right? And he's like, the things aren't that important. Now, I'm also – this is also a weird thing, too, because when you think about it, there's so many dads that are out there, myself included, that have young kids that you go, yeah, I can't – I have to I've got to do this. I had to work Saturdays for 9 years. I missed a lot of football games. I missed a lot of baseball games on those Saturdays. I worked nights. We've worked a lot of nights over the last few years. And guess what? I've missed a lot of games. And this hit home because last night I knew I was missing my son's baseball game. And my wife texted me during the middle of all this and said, Cooper just hit a grand slam. And it was his first one. And I went, okay, perfect. Now, here's the thing. You first have this initial reaction of, this is amazing. I love this. I love that. Oh, he must be so excited. And she texts, yeah, he can't wait to tell you all about it. And I'm sitting there also going, I wasn't there again for another one of these things. And that's part of the deal. And on the one hand, I go, I try to make it work for all the instances that I,
it's hard with us, Alex, because like our show goes on at 7 o'clock, like that doesn't change.
Right. And we can't say, hey, let's move it to earlier in the day.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
hey, Boyd, could you do our show time slot tonight? That'd be great. And we'll just do yours today. It's fine.
And we're very flexible with one another, trying to help out. And in those situations, you know, my son's a senior in high school and he's going to graduate here in about a month and he's playing lacrosse. And so, you know, we kind of work on trying to figure out how to go to his games. I'll tell you a thing that really had an impact on me, and I was so impressed by this. So you know who Roger Staubach is, right? The Hall of Fame.
Yes,
right?
Of course. Cowboy, you know, great, all that, yes.
So I worked for his company for a couple of years, and he was in Orlando at an event, and he had an early flight. And when I say early, I mean like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. Crazy.
And
early
he didn't
flight.
Need it. Look, that's Roger Staubach. No, you can get up at 9 and get the other flight out.
And it
was
a Saturday morning, and so I have to take him to the airport. And I'm driving him to the airport, And he said, I'm really sorry that you had to do this, but I made a commitment. And my commitment was to my family that I would be home every Saturday morning, and we made waffles as a family. And no matter where I was, no matter what I was doing, that was a mandatory. There was no negotiation out of
the
any
waffle
of it.
Breakfast was a mandatory thing.
And yeah,
that's
and he,
amazing.
And he said, look, he goes, I go, did you ever miss? He goes, I haven't missed one. He goes, I haven't missed one.
The Super Bowl champion head coach Bruce Arians says, hey man, don't miss any of those amazing opportunities with your kids. If you do, I'm going to fire you. And the idea is, hey, I needed to hear that reset of, hey, let's think about what's really important here. Because NFL guys, coaches, quarterbacks, all those, everybody can talk about how important their thing is. But I'm telling you, it was good to hear that for me to get the reset on this. Speaking of reset, Jazz need an early reset against this Oklahoma City Thunder team, who are now up 9-5 on the Jazz in the first quarter. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. More to go on the program. What the NBA is trying to change with their playoff system and how it could affect the future of you watching basketball in the postseason. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.